1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line is the chair of the Mid-America ALS Chapter's Leadership Council, Kelly Bosack. Walk to defeat ALS this weekend.
Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How about yourself?
Doing great. Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, Kelly, how excited are you to have the Walk to Defeat ALS taking place in Emporia, Jones Park specifically, coming up Saturday?
Yes, this Saturday. I am so elated that it's going to be in Emporia, my hometown, and lots of people from my family will be there to walk in memory of those that we've lost to the disease and also support those that are currently living with it and also raising funds for this very important cause that's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, it's been a very popular walk here, too, over the years. I know local Gary Ace has been heavily involved throughout the years and has done a great job in promoting and raising awareness for ALS. And the Walk to Defeat ALS, again, coming up this Saturday, Jones Park. Well, when do things specifically start, Kelly?
Yeah, registration begins at 8 o'clock, and the walk actually officially starts at 9 a.m.
Okay, so registration, can you do that leading into Saturday, or would you prefer that that's all done on site?
Yes, people can go online to walktodefeatals.org and find the Emporia Walk and register online ahead of the walk, or they can come Saturday morning and do it as well.
So what is the cost to participate?
There's no cost. We just ask you to come out and join us.
All right, and you can obviously, if you're going to be walking, you can raise some money for people to support you in your support of ALS. That's a great way to raise some money for ALS. And any money raised here locally, where does that go to, Kelly?
That goes to support all the people through our care services group that support those living with ALS. It also helps fund some research and our advocacy efforts as well on the Kansas and Missouri side, too, to help make policies better for those living with ALS.
Maybe you can give us a little bit of an update here about, some of the different services that the Mid-America chapter has available for, and there's a fair amount of people that do have ALS here, either in Emporia or immediately around Emporia, but maybe give folks kind of a sense of what different services are available that can be tapped and often are.
Yeah, so through the Mid-America chapter, we actually have a certified clinical care center associated with the University of Kansas Medical Center. And that is the closest one to Emporia, where we have a team of doctors that treat all of our patients that have ALS or going to look for a diagnosis. They can go to the certified care center and receive all the care they need. There's also care staff members all over the area that will work with patients of ALS and see them along their journey and help them along with their journey. As things change, they can recommend different ways to live and different things that they can do to, continue to live with ALS as the disease does progress. There's also support services that our chapter offers across the state of Kansas, actually, and including the Emporia area. So there's so much that the Mid-America chapter does for those living with ALS to support them and their families and the caregivers, too.
Yeah, Kelly Bosack, who's chair of the Mid-America ALS Chapter's Leadership Council, previewing the Walk to Defeat ALS, Jones Park. Registration starts at 8 a.m., this Saturday morning. Kelly, have you heard, as far as the research and progress being made with new treatments, possibly working closer to a cure for ALS? I know during the Ice Bucket Challenge years ago, tons of money was raised going towards research. Where are we at, as far as you know?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Because of the Ice Bucket Challenge, in 2017, we had our first drug approved, and that was the first one approved in 22 years. And I'll tell you, since 2017, in the last 8 months, actually, we've had two new drugs approved specifically for treating ALS. So that's a direct reflection of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge and those monies that went into research that's happening all over the world.
Kelly, you mentioned also here, too, this is not just a disease that really affects, obviously, the patient and the victim who develops ALS, but this is a disease, obviously, with the way it progresses. This becomes really a stressor for family members, caregivers, friends alike. Talk a little about, how something like this, the Walk to Defeat ALS, can really put a boost in everybody's steps and really their hearts to you know, keep the fight going here, considering how just devastating this disease is.
You are exactly right. It affects the entire family and the network of the people that love the person diagnosed. The funds that we raise also go to support something called a quality of life grant that the Mid-America chapter does. Families can apply for a quality of life grant to help improve the living conditions, for example, or to take a trip with the loved one, or to give, you know, respite care for the loved one while the caregiver takes some time away to go do something for their own self-care. Like, so the funding goes to support that as well, which is a very important benefit to those that are caring for their loved one that's been diagnosed.
Well, we want to encourage everyone to be a part of the Walk to Defeat ALS coming up Saturday. Registration beginning at 8 a.m. Beautiful Jones Park. It's all for a great cause. And Kelly, anything else we need to add here this morning?
We just look forward to seeing everyone out there, and just know that the money we do raise does stay local and helps those living with ALS.
Kelly, good to talk to you here this morning. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, you too.
Great day. Yeah, Kelly Bosak, who's chair of the Mid-America ALS Chapter's Leadership Council, talking about the Walk to Defeat ALS this Saturday.
Yeah, and get on board with that as well. Saturday, 9 o'clock at Jones Park. Don't forget tomorrow as well, we've got the ESU Buzz coming up at 8:20. So our preview of Hispanic Heritage Cultura Day, which is October 3rd at the History Center, will come up at 8:40. And then we also have a Newsmaker 2 and a Newsmaker